just keep on rolling, and I don't know why. Take this guitar right out of my hands, I surrender. This town don't want drunkards or singers or bad poetry. Drugs and laughter, and we don't have them. Just pray for us, pray for sunshine. These days are cold and I'm missing you. We'll be right back.
Citizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
The Shinnecock people have a long and storied relationship with the wetlands and birds of what is now Long Island, says Indigenous water scientist Kelsey Leonard.
Birds are our witnesses. Their presence or absence signals whether the water, the land are being cared for properly.
Kelsey says waterfowl hunters have helped to document that natural history. In many Indigenous hunting traditions, duck decoys are crafted to look so lifelike that they can lure free-flying ducks to wetlands where hunters lie in wait.
We at Shinnecock, we carved those out of different varietals of wood, and they represent just this broad swath of shorebirds, waterfowl, different types of ducks. We have some of those still in the cultural material record that are over 100 years old.
Some of these Shinnecock decoys depict species that are no longer found on Long Island.
These carvings, they're not just artifacts. They're a testimony to that relationship and how one individual had to have such a unique relationship with that bird to understand how to draw with such meticulous care that they confused and deceived other birds. And that is very important for how we document a loss of biodiversity and a loss in relationship to climate change.
Learn more about Indigenous science and practices in the latest season of Bring Birds Back, available in your favorite podcast app. For Bird Note, I'm Jonice Franklin.
That was Oblivious from Jessica Lee Mainfield off of her album Make My Head Sing. And then up next from the new Shallow Water, another title track off of their release from last month, God's Gonna Give You $1 Million, another Texas band. I'm sensing a trend. And then following that, I love slowcore as a genre. It has a lot of country influences, so I thought it'd be great to include them. What better band to listen to than Duster with Inside Out from their 1998 release Stratosphere? Great place to start if you're interested in slowcore, and I will absolutely be elaborating another week with a slowcore episode. And then after that, we're going to listen to Slow Pulp with Falling Apart.
Start to
That was Slow Pulp with Falling Apart from their 2020 album Movies. They're from Wisconsin. And then let's finish off with Louisiana from the new Alex G album Headlights. See, this album didn't fully land with me, but I did enjoy this track. Alex G is very hit or miss for me. I would definitely lump him in with the alt country camp, and he kind of does veer into the experimental noise kind of thing. And then, this is not country gaze at all, but Knew You Well by Art Lone has been one of my repeats recently. He was from South Carolina, and he made his 1976 album Piper Oz, The Hound, which I would definitely call progressive country, shortly before he died tragically via gunshot wound, and they don't know whether he killed himself or not. I know that's not maybe radio-friendly, but it's, you know, it's past kids' hours. I highly recommend this album. It lyrically hits like a gut punch if you're in a sad cowboy kind of mood. Kind of a macabre end to the episode, but the more you know. Honestly, after that, I'm going to throw on Wichita Lineman for the bit. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Lynn. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. We're broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC. Stay tuned for Bit Coover.
my heart and soul, and nobody else can take it. I'll remember all the times together, no one else is better company. And should we part, I'll always say I knew you well, and I'll be proud to say that you once loved me. Should we part, I'll always say I knew you well, and I'll be proud to say that you once loved me. You can change my life, you have a touch that opens every door, you have a smile that changes every mood I'm in, and how do I say I love you? Yes, how do I say I love you? How do I say I love you?
I am a lineman for the county, main roads, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita
Bitcoin.